Tragedy in Las Vegas, Roku is stepping up the streaming game, and scallops. This is a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, we've said this before. The Morning Feed is supposed to be a lighthearted and informative part of your day, but once again, something happened so terrible that we feel we have to address it. And today, of course, it's the cruel, cowardly shootings in Las Vegas at a music festival. I don't know what more there is to say that we haven't that hasn't already been said, that we've said, that millions of other people have said it. And my take for sure is there's no way this guy in Las Vegas needed a military-grade automatic weapon capable of doing what it did.
Yeah, and having, what, 10 guns on...
Like a little arsenal inside his hotel room there. Now, I'm not going to get... I don't want to get into a gun debate with anybody, pro, con, whatever. That's what I think. And I think the only argument against it really is that if you limit a certain kind of weapon, then it's going to lead to limiting others. And you know what? That may very well be the case. But all I know is that nobody in Vegas needs this weapon. You know, you see the videos, you hear it. It is war zone material.
It's chilling. Going on. It's horrible to listen to.
Yeah, and I just don't get it. The guys sitting in the hotel should not have that type of weapon. And so that's said on that. And then again, this happens at a music festival. Something I cherish as part of my life is going to see live music and being in the crowd and experiencing the band up there playing music right in front of you and seeing it there and everybody there enjoying it and taking it in. You're there, you're partying, you're dancing, you're with your friends, you're having a good time. That's all it should be about. And we turned this into a horrible tragedy,
right?
You know, another case of it. You know, we saw it in Paris, we saw it in England, and now we see it here. I just, 22,000 people there are right around, and you know, I don't even know what more to say about that. The music, you know.
It's never a concert in a music venue, never a place where anyone should feel fearful and afraid. And
right.
That's where you go to have fun. And like you said, you're, you know, the live music and being a part of that.
Yeah. Just, everybody's there for the same thing.
Right.
And a few quick tweets. Jason Aldean was on stage. I don't know if you saw that video at all where he... You know, he was singing and the gunfire started ringing out and there's video of him like whoa.
Yeah. That's,
and everybody taking off. He, on his Instagram account, said, it hurts my heart that this is what happened to anyone who was just coming out to enjoy what should have been a fun night. And I can only imagine what he's feeling.
Seriously.
You know, it's got to be along the lines of like what, Ariana Grande.
Eagles of
Death Metal. Yeah, you know, you're there. You're the reason that you brought all these people together and it turned into this horrible event. Jake Owen played before Jason Aldean. He said, praying for everyone here in Vegas. I witnessed the most unimaginable event tonight. We are okay. Others aren't. Please pray. And, of course, the president did chime in as well. He said, my warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. God bless you. So, anyway, I just wanted to, like, we were talking about it, and we just kind of had to, we couldn't not acknowledge it.
Deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, and this one, all of them, but especially this, it's hard to wrap your mind around.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it. So,
You know, the poor people who lost their lives, the people who are hurt, and then the people who witnessed that. And how do you not
all those
have
families,
trauma after
all those families?
That?
You know, all those people who loved all those people who are now gone. All those people who are suffering terrible injuries and who may never recover fully from what happened. I mean, this guy was firing a machine gun into a crowd of people. It's just. It's unimaginable, and it happened here in the United States in Las Vegas. And, All right, we are going to move on, just because, like I said before, I say something stupid. All right, let's take a look. We like to talk about tech things here, and if you can mix it with TV, then we like it even more. So Roku, the streaming device, you know, do you do some streaming? Do you do streaming, or are you still with the – have you cut the cord yet, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, stream through Amazon.
Amazon. Mm-hmm. Oh, Netflix, that's right. Netflix. You're a Netflix person. Yeah, yeah.
Hulu.
Okay. Yeah. Roku is one of the first ones, actually, that I remember coming out with, like, a streaming device. They are stepping up the game to compete with Amazon, Google, and Apple. They're coming out with a whole new line of streaming video players. And I think the most interesting thing about it is the lowest one starts at $29.99, so they're making it really affordable for people who, you know, they're trying to get people to cut that cord, man. Uh-huh. They want them to cut that cord. So they're having a $29.99 version, $69.99, that supposedly has improved wireless connectivity. And the top of the line one is going to be $100, which actually is seems fairly affordable, and it's going to deliver the new 4K high dynamic range video that's all the rage now, you know.
Right. And yeah, so, for that price, I mean, yeah, it's $100, but yeah, definitely people who are interested in having that.
Right, because, you know, you lose, you know, you definitely, when you're streaming stuff, it looks good, it sounds good, but, you know, when you throw, if you throw a DVD, like a Blu-ray in, holy cow, the difference between the sound and the picture is really big. And it's probably something you don't want to do if you don't want to upgrade, because you don't want to see what you're missing.
Right.
Roku currently has about 39% of the connected TV device market. I guess that's the official term of it, followed by Google, Amazon, and Apple. So they're trying to maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get well to Marilyn Manson. Kind of a scary scene for him this weekend. He was performing a concert in New York, and apparently on his stage he has these two, like, pistol props. And he was up there, he was jumping around and hanging off of them, and I guess he jumped off and it fell on top of him.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah, it hurt him. He had to end his show. And
not badly, though. I mean, is he hurt?
Well, and then supposedly he also potentially may have a broken ankle from another thing from a different show.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, so he's going to have to cancel a few of his shows, and well, you know, he's not a young man anymore.
He's
we're all getting older. He's going to realize that, you know.
Yeah,
and that he's ever looked like a young man, but right. he's not a young man anymore, and he needs to remember that. Come on, Marilyn, we're all getting a little older now, you know. You know, even Eddie Vedder stopped climbing to the top of the rafters. You
sometimes
know?
You just have to say that's it.
Yeah.
These people, dressed as they are, come from all over the United States to make deals here in the marketplace of America. Let's make a deal. And now here's America's top trader, TV's big dealer, Monty Hall,
host of Let's Make a Deal there. And I don't know about you, but at a certain age growing up, you know, when you would be homesick from school, everybody's watched The Price is Right. And for a long time, it would be followed by Let's Make a Deal. I think it's back followed by Let's Make a Deal, the newer version now.
Okay.
But anyway, it was Monty Hall out there with all the crazies dressed in all their different costumes. And he'd be running around, you know. It's like, I'll give you, you know, $20 if you got, like, a paperclip in your purse or something
right.
like that, you know. And then also, you know, door number one, door number two, door number three, and I loved it.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, sadly, he died over the weekend. He was 96 years old, so aww. Good long life for him, you
for
know.
Sure,
good
yeah.
long life. You know, and people know him as the host of Let's Make a Deal. He was also a game show host creator, but also people don't really know about all the philanthropy that he did. And he was a very giving man, and he was even awarded for it many times. He's got, like, the Order of Canada, the Order of Manitoba. He's also got, like, hospital awards named after him. So, Monty Hall, you know, he provided us a lot of fun, good entertainment while we were there with the sniffles or faking it, and and also did a lot of good things while he was out there. All right, let's take a look at some national days. What do you say? It's a National Child Health Day.
Okay.
So keep your children healthy, people. You know. Just today. That's it. It's a National Custodial Workers Recognition Day, so that's an important one, because
absolutely.
We should always recognize our custodians. It is. Tell me, do you have a name for your car?
You know what? I name my cars, and the one I currently have doesn't have a name.
Oh.
You know, it just wasn't coming to me when I got it, and it just kind of left it go.
What were the other names? Like, were some other cars did you have names for?
I had Morris. Morris the Taurus.
Excellent.
I had Vermilion. It was a long story. Probably not worth repeating, but I had Vermilion.
Right on. You can keep that story to yourself.
My current car, no name.
No?
No name.
I had a Blazer that we just called the Zer.
Like it?
You know, I was like, I'll pick you up in the Zer. And then I had this Sunbird that somebody at some point had written, had scratched into the hood. A previous owner apparently had a parking issue. but it looked like somebody scratched into it, no parking, but it looked like no rarking. So called it the no rarking mobile.
That's awesome.
And then it's also, weirdly enough, it's National Fried Scallops Day. Do you like scallops?
I love scallops.
I know, they're delicious.
Love scallops.
But all I can ever think of now when I hear scallops is Chef Gordon Ramsay.
Missy.
Yes, Chef.
If you sauté scallops in a nonstick pan, they won't stick. That's why it's called nonstick. I don't know what nonstick means in Texas, sweetheart, but
Gordon Ramsay, Hell's Kitchen.
You got a point.
Scallops, yeah. I think that's it for us today. That's about all I got. Thanks a lot for listening, as always. We really do appreciate it. And remember, you can subscribe to us and review us on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. And also check us out on our Facebook page and the Rivet page, if I remember to post it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not always the best at that. You know, we got a lot of work to do. We're doing stuff, you know, and sometimes it just kind of slides by. So forgive me if it's not up there. And if it's not and you want it, just send me a note.
I'll
make sure it gets up there, you know. All right. Thanks a lot for listening. This has been a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.